Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Psalm Session. You're joined here by Miles and unfortunately still on the bloody phone.
Still on the phone is Brent here again.
Yes. I know we say it every time, but one of these days we won't be doing this over the phone anymore.
Yeah. I miss your purty face.
I'll miss your purty face. I'm just going to throw a quick little one out there, even though by the time you guys hear this, it won't be. But as we record this, today is Brent's birthday. Happy birthday, Brent.
Dun, dun, dun. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome.
It's a sunny day. I feel like there'll be probably barbecues and beer in my fairly immediate future.
Well, and I was just telling you before we started recording, I just bought a smoker, so I'm pretty excited to go and sit and smoke something all day.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you know, this is what's happening is, the word staycation used to be this kind of trendy thing, but I think the way the world has evolved, the backyard staycation has become kind of the norm this summer, right?
You know what? You're not wrong. However, I've got a wee vacation on the books, but it's like the perfect COVID pandemic isolation vacation because I and my family are heading to a very remote, secluded island known as Sabascon Bay Lodge on Lake of the Woods up north. So we will be the only people on this island, along with second cousin. It's going to be great fun.
Is the lodge the new sponsor of our podcast?
I think they should be. Do you want to? You should come. I mean, I think you should. I think you should be there.
Totally. I mean, it was a great little product placement that you just did there. So I mean, Sabascon let's get Bay them to lodge.
Last time I was at Sabascon, I caught like the largest fish I have ever seen in my life.
I feel like it was monster the one that got musky. Away.
No, I got it in the boat, and I got photos. So take that.
As long as there's photographic evidence. Well, you know, it's nice when there's an opportunity to get somewhere, quiet and secluded and where you don't have to worry about a significant amount of contact with people. And it's awful to say it because, I mean, our business is all about connecting with people. And I think that's, you know, one of the things we've consistently said. We really miss it. And a lot of people are doing the kitting their backyard out with staycation gear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. Well, and you've got a great backyard for staycations. Like, you've got the pool and the hot tub and, like, multiple barbecues and smokers and a new puppy. You've got that going.
Yeah, we have that. I guess that was kind of my de facto birthday gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. How's the new puppy?
He's good. His name is Jeffrey, and he's a little chocolate lab, and, he's cuter than cute. So
is he I'm still shocked that he's not named like Eddie or Sammy or something.
I'm not gonna lie, you know, I may have tried to squeeze that name in there a little bit, but you know, Jeffrey was a name that the kids and my wife have had picked out for a very long time, and they've worn me down until I finally said, fine, yes, we'll get a puppy.
That's fair. Yeah. Could you at least call it like Jeffrey Van Halen off the books?
I'll be happy to do that.
There you go. Yeah. So you're doing the staycation. I'm going to do the escape isolation vacation. I don't know. Generally speaking, every year we'd be going to somewhere, you know, we'd try to get to the Dominican Republic, or we'd try to get to, you know, somewhere tropical and nice and sit on a beach and sip some cervezas. And I don't know if or when that's coming back.
You're right. I mean, the nice default again is we come back to the, you know, you laid it all out so beautifully. And I'm very proud of my yard, and, you know, we can go there and we can call it Porta Backyarda, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come and I'll stay 6 feet away, but I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Well, and as long as you promised to play some good Canadian rock and roll while you're here.
Yes. Yeah. What we can do is we'll get two like inner tubes for the pool and then a hockey stick. And then if we're each holding an end of the hockey stick, we'll never get too close.
Yeah, terrible visual, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Is it because I wear a Speedo? Is you're always opposed to my Speedo?
I think it's time to move on with the show.
Yeah, I know, right? You're a bit sassy today, eh? You are.
It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
But did you see what I did there? Did you see what I did there? A little sassy today?
I did. Nice.
All right, joining us on the phone right now is Juno Award winner and all-around stellar lady, Sass Jordan. Sass, how are you?
Stellar Sass.
Yes, hey Sass.
Thank you for joining us. It's pretty exciting to have you here, I've got to say.
Oh, yay. Yay. Well, I'm excited to be here, guys. Oh. I must say, Brent Sass and Miles.
That sounds like the poor man Sharon Lois and Bram. Brent Sass and Miles. We could.
Oh, well, listen. Story. I want to say thank you for the billing saying Brent first.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Even though I'm really nobody in the grand scheme, but I'm going to sneak it in. Today's my birthday, Sash. It's my birthday.
It is Brent's birthday today.
You see?
He's going to milk that all day, by the way.
Yeah. Did I mention it was my birthday?
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm psychic. That's why I put you first.
There Brent's you go.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Brent!
Thank you. Look at that. That's the first time I've had a rock star. Say happy birthday to me. There you go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And you're born in the sign of Cancer, the crab.
The crab. Yes. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Try working with him.
Oh, Brent, are you crabby? Come on.
Never.
Spill the beans, Brent, my darling.
Sunny disposition all the time.
who's being interviewed here? I feel like this has gone backwards already.
It's true.
I have to tell you, it's far more interesting for me to interview you than to be interviewed.
Because tables are being turned.
Here's the deal. I know too much about me.
Oh.
And I know nothing about you.
Well, look, we don't know enough about you yet, because I'm going to be honest here. I was doing a little bit of homework on you, and I learned a few things that just wanted me to ask more questions. There's one. I'm gonna jump right into this, and I was gonna bring this one up later because I don't believe it has anything to do with your music at all. But I've read here that in 2012, Sass Jordan was appointed the honorary colonel of 417 Combat Support Squadron. That is the most random thing that I have read about you, and I need to know what that is, how that came to be, and what it means.
Oh my God! That's when I was first asked if I wanted to be the honorary colonel for the squadron. I just said yes immediately because I was in the North Pole.
Oh, wow.
In Alert, which is a place at the top of the globe where the only people that can ever go on that base in Alert are either military or weather science. So us regular peeps don't get to go there. As a civvy. And when I went, it was dark 24/7. There was no sun, it was just dark all the time. And it was 8,005,722 degrees below Celsius. So there was that. Anyways, so we were in this, it's so radically sci-fi, you would just completely die. I kept saying to them, so where's the Stargate? And they'd look at me sideways and they'd be like, sorry, man, classified.
Nice.
Classified.
Nice.
That's
incredible. Classified.
I'm like, you bastards. I know there's a Stargate here. All you got to do is look up at the sky because you ain't never seen that many stars before in your life because there's no ambient light.
Oh.
So the stars, there's more stars than sky. Who knew, I say. Anyways,
cool.
I found that out in a hurry. And so what happened was the SWO, the station warrant officer, new lingo for me, I'm a rock star, I don't know this stuff, right? So anyways, we're going somewhere, and it's like these long, tubular corridors that are just like stuck in the ice and snow. It's the I swear to God, it's so full on sci-fi. You would swear you were on a spaceship. Anyway, so we're walking along, going somewhere. I don't know. They were showing me something, and he turned around. And he said, "Would you consider becoming the honorary colonel for my squadron in Cold Lake, Alberta?" And I went, "Sure, no problem." And then I went, and he said, "Too late. You already said yes."
Wow. Nice.
Which has been a problem throughout most of my life, or should I say a challenge, because I tend to say yes before I think about it.
Ah.
Not always the wisest choice, boys. Not always the wisest choice. However, I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't made a couple of those boo-boos. The thing is, if it sounds like fun, you got me. I'm like, oh, that's a... And seeing as I had no idea what it was, it sounded like fun because there was nothing, you know, against it. Anyways, it turned out to be intense.
Oh, no way.
I flew helicopters.
What?
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, and I rappelled from them. Excuse my language. 50 feet in the air being rappelled back up to this helicopter, thinking you're going to get your head chopped off by the... by the blades. Oh my, it was intense.
Well, this doesn't sound honorary at all. This sounds like you actually had to put in the time and effort to get this.
Oh, you do. Wow. But you get treated as if you're a colonel, which is a very, by the way, I don't know if you know anything about military.
Sure.
Because I sure as hell didn't. But a colonel is a very high rank. It's the highest rank below general.
Wow.
I mean, there's very variations of colonels. You know, there's left lieutenant or lieutenant. I can't. Oi, I should know, but oh my God, don't tell them I forgot.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
But the thing is, it was an amazing experience. I'd never, ever experienced anything like that in my life.
See, I'm glad I asked you about this because that was unexpected. Personnel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
amazing people.
Completely awesome.
So now, awesome. Do you find yourself in a position now, though, that if you ever get into like a bit of a tiff with your neighbors, you can just call in a tactical strike and have this sorted quickly and efficiently? Or is that the perk that still kind of goes with it?
Would that be cool or what? sadly, no.
Let's go, Sass, let's go Niagara region where it's not minus, you know, 8 million degrees. And this is something we want to talk to you about here as well. So I actually, for a time, was a member of the Vineland Estates Wine Club. True story.
Why did you stop?
Well, is it, you know, we like to just
can't
mix
talk
it
to you
up.
Anymore. I gotta go.
Because he's cranky.
I mean, I'm cranky. Online. No, I'm online right now renewing my membership.
Yeah,
is what I'm doing. Yeah. No,
nice.
And in the comments box, he's putting Sass made me do it.
So let's talk about Vineland Estates. Let's talk about some wine. Let's talk about some whiskey. What's gotten you into the spirits world?
I was going to say, you know, let's not talk about it. Let's just have some.
Yeah,
ooh, even better.
Done.
That would so rule.
Done.
But that's not going to happen right now because, first of all, we're not even in the same spot.
Right.
Yeah.
There's that. So what happened was I love a lot of things, but some of the things that I love are the idea of creating something that comes from the country, and not only the country, the area that I live in that country. I love the idea of something that comes from the earth, you know, like sourdough bread. You make your own sourdough starter. You get the wild yeast out of the air where you live. So how could that not be good for you? Now, I love wine. I don't think that's a secret.
With you.
You know,
no one's holding that against you.
No, I love all forms of alcoholic beverages. I find it fascinating. Oh, I can't. I got to keep this straight.
I think Sass needs to come to your birthday party, Brent. I think that's
really
going to happen, right?
For real.
Yeah, I don't like being drunk. I'll say that.
Fair.
So there's a very, very... I really don't like being drunk because I don't like the repercussions of it.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like I can't stand headaches and feeling nauseous. I can't stand any of that. So that's what stops me from overdoing it. The other key to not being drunk is to remember to consistently drink water during the whole time that you're imbibing. And I mean, that really works. I don't know if anyone else cares about this stuff, but this is the kind of stuff I care about. So anyway, I decided that it would be the coolest thing on earth to marry the fact that I love wine with the fact that I live next to a fabulous wine producing area in the country that I live in. So it's a very long story, and I have to Reader's Digest it here, otherwise we'll be here all day, and that would suck because I'd like to drink some wine later. So anyways, so I got in touch with this friend of mine that I'd worked with prior in the early 2000s while I was doing the television show, Canadian Idol. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have Canadian wine in the green room instead of this slop, whatever that, you know, that they had. And they agreed, the producers agreed. And so that's how I first met this man, this incredible man named Brian Schmidt. And he is the winemaker at Vineland Estates and basically runs it.
Yeah, so, we know Brian. Yay, Brian.
So you know Brian, one of the most wonderful human beings on the planet, just an angel of a human being. Anyway, so Brian, I asked my manager, I said, well, let's make a wine. He's like, great idea, Seth. I don't have the faintest clue how to go about doing that. And I said, guess what? Me neither. But I know someone who does. So that's how, so Brian said, come on down to the winery, have lunch, and I'll let you know, what I can do to help you. And I'm thinking, you know, we're down there, we're having lunch, we're talking about everything under the sun except making wine. And I'm thinking, what should I, like, what's the first step that I need to do? Who do I need to go see? Brian's going to point me in the direction of Albuquerque. I want to go. You know what? That's a Partridge Family song. I cannot believe that just dropped into my head, but it did. So anyways, finally I think it's me, my manager, Peter, and Brian. We're having the greatest time, not to mention plenty of wine. And I said, about an hour and a half into this fabulous lunch that we're having, I said, I suddenly remembered why I'm there. And I go, Brian, what should I do? Like, who should I go see about making a wine? Like, what's the first thing I got to do? And he said, oh, Jesus, don't worry about that, Sass. We're making you wine. Anyways, what were we just talking about? So blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? I look at Peter. Peter looks at me and we're like, holy S-H-I-T, Batman. Did he just say what he just said? And that's how it happened.
So, I love it.
Thank you. Done.
Wow. And amazing.
It's the most fabulous wine. It's called Kick Ass Sass. I love it. It's only sadly available in Ontario right now because of all kinds of booze restrictions that I don't want to go into that are really annoying, but that's the way life goes. So, and sadly, I'm not interested in being the one that overthrows all the rules.
Sure.
Too much.
And
work.
Is it in the LCBO or do you have to head on down to Niagara?
No. You can get it online.
Oh,
you can order it. You can order it from the Vineland Estates, or there's a link on my website, sashjordan.com, strangely enough. That's nice. The name of my website. I don't know where I got the idea. What?
Yeah, that's unique.
I know. I'm very creative, guys. I'm very creative. So anyways, that's how you can get a hold of it. I forgot what I was saying. I totally forgot.
It was about wine.
Yeah, I know, but what the hell was I going to say on that? I can't remember. Oh, I know. The reason you can't have we can't have it in the LCBO is because the LCBO requires that you make at least 1,500 cases at a time.
Oh.
I think it's 1,500. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but it's a lot of cases, and we don't produce this spectacular wine under my label in that quantity
time. So that just makes it a little more rare, a little more exclusive, and a little more of a reason to head on down to Niagara and pick some up.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's really good. I'm not kidding. I had to be, because otherwise I wouldn't put my name on it, right?
Fair. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I think a road trip is in order as well, Brent. Look at Sass Jordan's just planning our summer. I love this.
I know. This is fantastic.
Yes.
They have their restaurant, too, at Vineland is insane.
Yes.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a good place for a party.
Yeah.
Go for a party.
That's where we'll have Brent's birthday party. Look at it's all coming together. We've gone full circle. I love it.
But his birthday is today. Well, he might be a snatch on the late side.
The day is young. The day is young.
Well, there's always next year.
There's always next year, exactly.
And next year, God willing, we will not be having any of this other business going on.
Yes, well, that would be nice.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't be near another human being.
Yeah, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to other more interesting.
Well, you know what? Let's dig in on the Sass Jordan origin story a little bit here. Now, you were born in England, yes?
Yes, 25 and score thousand years ago. Yes, I was born in Birmingham, yeah. England, Birmingham, UK. One of the most delicious places on earth.
Oh, there is absolutely nothing wrong with Birmingham.
It's a divine. You know what? I can't say anything about it because I only was there for the first 3 months of my life. Apparently.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. And then we moved to France.
Yes.
And there I was for the first 3 years of my life. And now, since then, I've been here.
Do you come from a musical family? Like, were your parents very musically inclined? No.
Nope. No. I mean, they sang and stuff, and they loved to listen to music. They only ever listened to classical music when I was a kid, though. But none. My dad's an academic, and my mom was an actress and a ballet dancer and all of this. And then a mom.
Nice. Yeah. Well, and I read a quote here that I'm assuming that you actually said the internet would never lie. Never.
Let's see, it
talks here about your influences. And I read this list, and I was reading this list to Brent, and we both went, well, that's eclectic. So we've got Rod Stewart, Judas Priest, Ozzy Osbourne, David Bowie, Tears for Fears, Anthrax, and Al Green. Is that an accurate representation of some of your influences?
I wonder who the hell said that, because...
Because are they a liar?
No, there's three. That's so interesting.
Well, you got to tell me, is Anthrax, was that one? Because that didn't really fit. You know, one of these things just doesn't belong here.
One of these things ain't like the other. Judas Priest was never an influence. Ozzy Osbourne was certainly never an influence. I don't like it. And Anthrax, no. All the other ones, yes.
Yeah.
But there's zillions more.
Yeah, so tell
us.
It's
so odd that they put... I have no idea who put... Who cares anyway? Like, it doesn't even
Who's
matter.
Your PR person? We'll get them fired.
Oh, no. That would have been from a really long time ago. That's really long time ago. And you know what? Maybe I said it back then, but it's not true.
You were just trying to be cool in the time. You wanted, Ozzy.
Yeah, could have been
Ozzy.
That.
I'm
totally.
With you, though. I'm not allowed to say it because I, you know, working in the music industry, but I don't care for Ozzy either. So
it's terrible.
I got to see him play with Judas Priest a few years ago, and really all he did was talk to his music. He didn't sing anymore.
No.
It was really,
singer anyway.
He was tough to watch. But tell us, like, you've had this musical career that just keeps going, and you keep building more and more momentum. And no, I mean that in such a good way. Like, I think the first time that I saw you play must have been, I don't know, 20 years ago. You opened for Widemouth Mason in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and that was the first time that I saw you play, and it was great. And you've had this career that just keeps trucking, and you've put out a new album in 2020. Was it March or May? March. I want to say
it was in March the 13th. I don't remember opening for Widemouth Mason.
Yes.
That's so bizarre.
100% you did.
I believe you.
Let me tell you what you've done.
I don't remember it at all. Listen, you totally could, and I couldn't say you remember because I have a secret for staying young. Forget everything that ever happened.
Fair. Okay.
And that's how you stay young. I don't remember. I don't remember a lot. I'll
well, I had to look up the concert in preparation for this, and it was December 16th, and I want to say I've forgotten the year now. It was like...
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
That's a concert you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't outdoors.
No, it was at the...
It was in Thunder Bay,
Ontario. I don't know, but I looked up the show, and you were there, and I was there, and a whole lot of other people were there, so... I mean, maybe I'm making it up.
No, you're not. I just can't imagine being asked to be support for that band.
I don't know.
At that time, I don't know. Anyways, it's all. I don't care.
Anyway, all this to be said.
I love Widemouth Mason. They were great.
So, tell us, you've had this career. You've dabbled into acting. You've dabbled into I was reading about your stint as Janis Joplin off Broadway. You've had all these great albums and, you know, so much success. Canadian Idol.
Same thing.
You know, how has your career been for you, and what has this road been like in your own words?
It's been like a roller coaster, I would say. It's a roller coaster. Up and down and all around, and I've had a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of not fun. And I have come to a place in my life where I realize that everything that happens to me, I'm not talking about anyone else, seems to be created by me, run by me in some form or another. So, and often it has been not consciously aware that I was doing that. And now I'm in a place where I can actually sort of, this is like the Twilight Zone, I'm not kidding. I got a much better handle on how this virtual reality matrix works. And that's why it's so much fun, because you can sort of see, oh, I did that. And when something fabulous happens, oh, I did that. And then you get something, the other opposite happens, and you go, oh, I did that too. I see how I did that. Do you know what I mean? You just watch yourself and you'll see it, how it works. It's just wild.
This is really so interesting to me, Sass. You know, this has come up in conversation in a few interviews, and one of the gentlemen will name drop. We did a great interview with Ian Thomas, and
Ian told us he
was fascinating. He said, you know, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but I can't claim to have, you know, really charted the path of my career. It was sort of like I did this, and it opened the door to a new opportunity, and so on and so on. And it kind of sounds a little similar with what you're saying. It, you know, you didn't necessarily consciously make all of these steps, but one led to another, and it was a new opportunity. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly it.
I love it.
Yep.
And so,
fascinating stuff.
Canadian Idol. Be honest. Were you the Simon Cowell? Was that you?
Oh God, no.
No, but you were on that show for what was
hey,
it?
Hey, wait.
Uh-oh.
I gotta tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I gotta tell you something right now. I was not. However, I fed quite a few lines to the one that was the Simon Cowell one.
But okay, I love that.
I couldn't do it because that did not fit with the role I was playing. But, you know, it's intensely difficult not to be sarcastic or cynical or any of those things in situations like that after 8 hours on your arse watching stuff.
Yeah.
That isn't good.
I bet.
Yeah. Catching the swear.
Oh, that's okay. If you ever find yourself wanting to kill 20 minutes, go listen to our podcast with our good friends Black Mountain Whiskey Rebellion and Mitch Merritt. I couldn't censor that one because the whole podcast would have just been beep. And I say that with
what
love.
What kind
Mitch
of music
is a great
is
dude. They're like a dirty Southern rock.
Ooh, I think I'd like that.
Oh, they're quite good. A little bit of everywhere. Two of them are from, one's in Alberta, one's in BC, one's down in Nashville, and one is somewhere random like Kentucky or something like that.
So, oh my goodness. So what's it called again?
Black Mountain Whiskey Rebellion. And
I like the name.
Well, they've got a single. It was one of their first singles, and it is self-titled. It's called Black Mountain Whiskey Rebellion, and it is a great tune. Very bluesy, heavy driven rock. They're like a dirtier version of Monster Truck. Like they're quite good.
Oh wow.
Quite good.
I just wrote it down. I got it.
Yeah,
well,
there we go.
I'll check it out.
And Mitch, if you're listening, I'm going to set up this Sass Jordan Black Mountain Whiskey Rebellion collaboration.
That's it.
And I want credit on the album for that one. So
how old are they? 10?
Well, you know, they've got really big ZZ Top beards, so they've got to be at least that old.
Well, maybe they're 25.
No, I think they're all in kind of their early 40s, early mid 40s.
Okay, still children.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Great guys, though. We had them at we had them play the Burlington Sound of Music Festival last year, and they were excellent. Really good.
Ah, fabulous.
Yeehaw! Brent, go! I'm throwing it over to you.
I don't know. I can't.
Yeah,
think that's okay.
I can't keep up.
No, this has been the most fun. I have one more question for you.
Okay.
And we're going to wind back to Canadian Idol again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists that probably were not up to snuff, but what's a particular artist or talent that really stood out to you when you were judging this? It was 6 seasons, I think, you were on the show.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Who blew you away?
Don't forget, it was always in the context of the show. So would I have been blown away the same way outside of the show if I'd walked into a bar and seen something? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? So it was in context of the show. But who I really loved, I think there were a couple. And I know who blew me away. And of course, I can't think of her name. Oh my goodness. I can't think of her name. That's just heartbreaking. Oh dear. Anyway, she never even made it to the top 10 or even the top 20, I don't think. I don't remember the show that well now. But she was a singer and a piano player. She played piano. She was from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And she had a very famous musician father, and her sister is also a singer, who I think is married to Mike Reno. Mm. That's her sister. So if that helps us at all, she's phenomenal. She's really good.
Awesome.
She's a real artist. But the one that I loved, that people would have heard of, and whose name I can actually remember, dear God, was Melissa O'Neill. I loved Melissa. Okay. And now Melissa won. She was the winner on one of the seasons. Can't remember which one, who knows. And, but she went on to do Broadway and then she started acting, and she was in Dark Matter, which was a sci-fi show that only had one season, I think. Oh, it was so great.
It was a great show.
She played number two, or was it number two? She played two on Dark Matter. And now she's on The Rookies. And she's been on The Rookies, out of Los Angeles, I think. She's been on that show now for as long as I think it's on season two or season three. I don't even know.
Yes.
But
I know the show. So that's awesome.
That's Melissa.
Very cool.
She's one of the leads. And she was a really nice singer, too. I really liked her voice a lot.
Very
so
cool.
I'd say she was, that was my favorite.
So and you've,
Sherry! Jesus, I just thought of a name. Sorry, whoa, half of it downloaded. Half. Sherry. Sherry something. God damn it. I'm going to look up Mike Reno.
It'll come
Keep
back.
Talking, boys. I'm looking
at good old Mike Reno. I've got Mike Reno stories, too. But
I love Mike.
I do, too.
God, he's one of my funniest people on earth. I love him. And a wicked singer.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Matt Frenette, their drummer, is a pretty good dude, too. I worked with Loverboy a couple years ago. And great group of guys.
Matt. Don't forget how old I am.
It's funny. Matt says to me, Matt makes no bones about who they are now. He knows. And he says to me, we had all this crap they had to sign. And he comes up to me and he goes, Miles, I'm going to sign all this. I really, really will. But do you mind if I do it after the show? And I went, no, Matt, that's completely fine. Is everything okay? And he goes, I'm going to have a nap or I won't make it through the show. And I was like, okay, man, you go have a nap. And he's like, all right. And he went and had a nap. And then he woke up and he gave us an amazing show. And then he signed everything. He was a great guy.
Wow.
But I just love that I'm going to go have a nap.
I can't even think of anything more horrible than napping. My God. I don't have the energy for napping. No way. I got to keep going. I know her name. Ready, stop, go, wait. Sherry St. Germain. That's her name.
Okay.
Oh, my God. She was phenomenal. She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But she was too good for the, you know, she was like, she was just too, she was the real deal.
Fair.
So, yeah, yeah.
All right, so look, 2020, Rebel Moon Blues comes out. It is out, rather. And, you know, so what's next? Once the world is a normal place again, what's next for Sass Jordan?
Well, I want to make my whiskey.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
That was on hold. That's been on hold. That's not going to happen until next year because of everything that happened, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, you know, we couldn't possibly do that while this was going on. And so that I want to get out and play some shows. I would love that, even though I can't imagine it's going to be such a glut because everybody on earth has been forced to, you know, stay home for, yes, you know, and I don't think there's going to be too many shows happening before next year anyway. I mean, that's the way it looks like at this moment. Yeah. I hate to be miserable, but I honestly, that's what it looks like. And all the shows I had this year were postponed to next year. They've already been postponed, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to get out and do some shows. And I think the one thing I might be able to do before the end of the year, depending on funding, et cetera, is a sequel to Rebel Moon Blues. I want to do another
please.
Collection.
Yes,
yeah, that would be
please.
Really fun because it's just so much fun. And also, I am now old enough to get away with singing the blues.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, we said that we were going to take about 20 minutes from you, and we took like 35. So thank you for giving us...
Are we coming back out of the outer spaces?
Are we
coming back in our pod?
We're kicking you out of the
landing.
Pod. It's, the pod is landing. We will see you later at Brent's birthday party down
Brent,
in Vinelands. Yes?
Dude, it is your birthday. Yeah. I expect you to enjoy yourself today.
I
we'll
100%
to, you know,
will.
You will.
That's my brother.
There he is. We have been
brother
chatting
Brent.
With Juno Award winner Sass Jordan. Sass, thank you again for your time. This was delightful.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was amazing.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Sass. It was so fun.
Oh, yahoo! Enjoy your days, boys.
You as well.
And
stay safe and stay happy
bye.
And stay healthy and all the best.
Ciao for now.
Ciao.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, that might have been one of one of my favorites, I think. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to just sum it up in one word. Let's go with firecracker.
Right? Now, just for the record, I looked it up here because I'm like, oh my God, did I like totally invent this concert? No. In 2006, she opened for Wide Mouth Mason in Thunder Bay, Ontario. I was there. I've
you
looked
there.
At the concert. So
there, you saw it.
I'm going to, yeah, it was a real thing. Sass, if you're listening to this, you did do that thing and it was great. So thank you for it. That was a lot of fun. I had so many questions that we didn't even get to, but I feel like this could have been an hour and a half show if we kept going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just hearing a little bit about the journey,
yeah,
but for me, it's just like she's on and ready.
Yeah.
For anything all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that you're right. Like, it was cool to hear about some of the, you know, I think it's fun sometimes to talk to these artists and not just, you know, like, hey, what does the name of this song mean? But to like get into some things about their lives that make them people, and hearing about some of her interests and the things that keep her going and this energy that she puts behind it all. That was pretty cool.
We're not going to call this one an interview. We're going to call it a conversation.
It was a conversation.
That's
with
what it was.
Sass Jordan. That was cool.
And I also want to say Sass said happy birthday to me.
It's true. It is true. Yeah. And I think she's going to come to your birthday party. So
I hope so.
In Vinelands when we get that off the ground. I hope I'm invited to your birthday party in Vinelands.
You're always invited.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, why don't we get you back to your birthday celebrations? To everyone at home who's been listening, my name is Miles, and over there on the phone,
birthday Brent.
Birthday Brent. Thank you all so much for listening. Please make sure you follow, subscribe, and all that jazz, because we've got some really cool guests lined up. So keep on listening, doing that thing. Stay safe. Take care. Keep that music dialed up to 11. Bye, everybody.
See you soon.